Kindness begins with me. Now, what does that mean to us? Kindness begins with me. Now, I say kindness begins with me, but that does not mean that it begins with Christopher. It means it begins with every single person that's here today, with you guys sitting here. Kindness begins with you. So substitute the me with your name. Kindness begins with Christopher. Kindness begins with Joe, Javier, Micah, whatever your name may be. That's where kindness begins. You know, Mother Teresa had a great saying. Mother Teresa said, spread love wherever you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. I think that's wonderful counsel and absolutely wonderful guidance. Spread love wherever you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. That is fantastic. I'd like to share a story with you. While I was living in South Carolina, I was dancing there, and I was on my way down to a little town called Orangeburg, South Carolina, to go and teach a ballet class. And on my way to that town, there were some areas of the highway that I was told that I probably shouldn't stop at for some obvious reasons. South Carolina, a lot of slaves were there at one point in time. Well, there are still people there that don't like people of color. And so there I was, driving down the road, listening to my music, just bebopping away. And next thing you know, I heard a loud sound coming from my left front tire. Thump, 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 thump. And it got louder and louder. And then all of a sudden, my car started pulling. And so I pulled over to the side of the road, not knowing what was wrong with my car. I reluctantly got out of my car, knowing that I was a part of the highway where I knew I should not be stopping. But I got out of the car and I went and I looked, and sure enough, I had a flat tire. The first thing that popped in my head was, oh no, I have no idea how to change a flat tire. I don't see any exits in sight, and I'm not going to walk down the highway just to try and go and find somebody to change my tire for me. And I had no idea if there was a spare tire in my trunk or not. A couple minutes later, a car pulls up behind me. And of course, as you can only imagine, my anxiety went through the roof. Who was going to get out of that car? Were they here to help me, or were they here to harm me? And out pops this little old lady. And she walks up, and she says to me, and I quote, hey boy, what can I help you with, and what's going on? I thought, oh my heavens, maybe I wasn't as lucky as I thought I might have been having this little old lady come up and help me. I politely said, ma'am, I've got a flat tire right here in the front of the car, and I have no idea if I have a spare tire, and even if I do have a spare tire, I have no clue how to even change the thing. And she said, step aside, sonny. She goes to my trunk, she pulls out the tire, she pulls out the jack, she gets to the front of the car, she jacks the car up, ladies and gentlemen. This is a little old lady. She unbolts the tire, pulls that thing off, puts on the new one, picks up the flat tire and throws it back into the back of my car and slams the trunk and says, there you go, that wasn't too hard now, was it? As I'm standing there in shock, she kind of chuckled and I said, no, ma'am, it wasn't, but I thank you so much for your help and I really appreciate you. And she said, not a problem. And I said, can I pay you? Can I give you 20 bucks, 30 bucks, something? She said, no, I don't want anything. I just wanted you to know that there are plenty of people out here that are willing to help and that we care. And I said, are you sure, ma'am, there's nothing I can do? She gave me a hug, and as she was giving me that hug, she whispered in my ear, pay it forward and pass on the kindness that I have shown to you. Let me tell you something that has stuck with me for all these years. Pay it forward and pass on the kindness that I showed to you. Can we please do the same thing? Let me tell you, just like Mother Teresa said, let no one ever come to you without believing happier. That lady that day came to me, and she left me happier than I could have ever imagined, being on the side of the road with a flat tire in the backwoods of South Carolina. So I give you the challenge again today, and this is the challenge I give you. Take it to heart. It's a hard challenge, and I know it's a hard challenge, but I know we can all do this, and we can all take this challenge to heart, and we can all succeed. The challenge I give to each and every one of us, including me today, is be the good in the world.